A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandments greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is the one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all our heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw, he answered with understanding. He said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. So in today's gospel, we hear about our neighbor. But who is our neighbor? Is that the person like who lives next door? Is that the person across the street or maybe down the block? Do we even know our neighbors? I live in an interesting area. There are four houses on a common driveway. And of the four houses, you know, or the three neighbors I have, some I know better than others. And as I move down the block, the farther from my house I get, the less I know them. But, occasionally I'll walk by and I'll pray for them if I walk past their house or something, even though I don't know them. But it's important to ask the Lord to help us to recognize who our neighbors are. Maybe there's somebody out there who has a pain in their heart or a pain in their soul, and they just need to be with somebody. So today I pray that we're able to see this neighbor and to be there for them with whatever they need. If they just need to talk, let us be there to listen. If they need to cry, let us be there to maybe offer them a tissue. Let us look for our neighbors. Let us look to help them wherever and whoever they may be.
Trusting in God's love and mercy, let us now offer our special intentions to him.
For the church, may the Lord protect and bless all those who seek to follow him. Let us pray to the Lord. For the salvation of the whole world, may the love of Christ reign in all nations and peoples. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those who are persecuted for their faith, may Christ strengthen them and comfort them in the face of suffering or hardship. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here, may our hearts continue to be renewed and transformed by the heart of Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, especially for Michael McKenzie, for whom this Mass is being offered, may the Lord welcome them into his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. As we look forward to the consecration of the United States to the Sacred Heart of Jesus on June 11th, let us pray for the leaders of our country, that the inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness may cause them to enshrine in law the dignity of all human life, protect the liberty of religious conscience, and acknowledge the true happiness is found in God alone. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now let us take a moment and add our own intentions in silence.